This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of the Common Sense Show. I'm here with Ronna Gray, my co-host. Glad to have you here joining us today. And Ronna, you've got, by the way, you got a big award this week, I think, on Familiar Evil. Tell listeners about that. That was pretty big news, an international award.
On my newer book, children's book.
Well,
right.
The awards keep falling out of the sky on you. You get so many. Okay.
Well, no, I appreciate the mention. Familiar Evil was my first book of true crime. It did very well. It won 13 book awards for best true crime, which was overwhelming. But as we've talked before, it's quite a story, and we can certainly listeners can go to our website and see that one as well. But I did win one this week for a chapter book, they call them, which is a children's book for children that read, though not just pictures and a few words, but chapter books like. You know, we always talk about Nancy Drew. It's kind of in the genre of a Nancy Drew mystery. Won Independent Press Award for Best Chapter Book. And I wrote that with my 8-year-old great nieces. And we're working on another one. And they could not have been more excited. I was really excited for this one to win. I had to share it with their teachers and all that they're working on storytelling and things like that. And as we always encourage on the Common Sense Show, everybody's got a story in them. They ought to write that book and try to get it published and share their work with the world.
Well, it's doing very well, and information about all of Ronna's books is on our website at radiocommonsense.com. You know, by the way, I spend a lot of time with my grand nieces. I looked up, is it great nieces or is it grand nieces?
I don't know.
And I looked it up and it said they're kind of interchangeable. You know, if you've got a niece and what is your relationship to your niece's children, then you can either be grand nieces, like your grandchildren, or great nieces. They're interchangeable as well.
Oh, yeah. I guess it depends on where you're from. I've always said great aunt. Mm-hmm. Well, my aunt or my great aunt, so I've always said. Of course, I just had these recently in the last 8 years, so I didn't have a lot of practice on what they should be called. Right. But I've always said great niece. Interesting.
Well, great, great book, and again, it's on our website at radiocommonsense.com, and it's a teenage book. I read it over with one of my kids and with my grandkids, and we kind of read it together.
Oh, good.
It's a fun read, all about and the streetcar.
Set in New Orleans.
That's
right.
All about based in New Orleans. It's a great book. So, big thing going on nationally right now. There's a push in Congress to raise the federal age of limiting buying tobacco products from 18 to 21. You'd have to be 21 to buy any tobacco in this country. And that's controversial. I'm not a smoker. I adhere to Kurt Vonnegut, the very popular Pulitzer Prize winning author, who said that a smoker is there's fire at one end and a fool at the other end.
Oh.
So now it's going to make a lot of our smokers mad, but I'm just not. I think smoking can be dangerous for you. In any event, that's your choice. But should you raise the age from 18 to 21, and if you can go in the military and fight for your country, should you be able to smoke a cigarette, or should we leave it at the present age of 18? Ronna, what do you think?
I don't know. I'm anti-smoking, too, and I think we just need to wean society off of smoking in general. And
These e-cigarettes now are becoming very popular. That's the hot new thing. And, you know, they've got liquid cigarettes and all these various alternatives.
I know. It's just none of it's good for you. And I think the more, you know, I saw someone the other day. I was going in an office building, and the person was half a block down the street, kind of huddled under a tree smoking. And I said, I was headed to his office, and I recognized him, and I said, "Is this the smoking area for your office?" And he goes, "Yeah, pretty much. This is where I have to come." Mm-hmm. And he's half a block away. I mean, you can't stand around the entrances anymore.
No, they don't. You're outside. It's not just being outside.
No, get away from the entrances and get to a spot where you don't bother anybody. It's just harder and harder for them, and they're practically shunned. So,
you know, I went to the Atlanta airport, and they have these little smoking rooms, and it's all glass, and the smokers are in there smoking with the puffing all over, and it's almost like you look in.
Monkeys at the zoo.
That's right. It's at the zoo or a fishbowl. It's
right.
A fishbowl. You know, I kind of felt sorry for them. You know?
Let's go stare at the people who still smoke.
Right. That's kind of what it looked like.
Well, when you see the detrimental effects on your health of smoking across the board, from heart to lungs and everything, you just want to say, that it's getting harder for a reason. You need to stop.
Well, and the other factor is, too, for the non-smokers, I mean, I've got to pay out of my taxes health care costs for those who smoke. My policy rates are higher because if you're smoking, you're going to much more likely to get cancer, have respiratory problems, other infections. And so I, as a non-smoker, am paying more for my insurance, plus my taxes are paying for all the cancer research, number one, but at all the emergency rooms of the hospitals where so many smokers who don't have health insurance go, they've got a problem. By federal law, the emergency room has to take care of them, and you and I are paying for that. So,
that's right.
So we're subsidizing smokers. Proponents argue that plenty of 18-year-olds are still in high school, so they can buy tobacco products and pass them along to younger peers where, you know, when you're 21, you're not hanging out with 16-year-olds as much. You know?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely for raising them.
So
and maybe you get a little bit more educated about it and then you don't think it's such a coolness factor. You know, it's the same way with binge drinking. Freshmen in college, their first brush there with being able to, you know, be in that environment, they're abusing alcohol. But by the time you get to be a junior or senior in college, you've settled down a little bit more. You're a little older. You've learned a lot, and maybe you're not as likely to abuse it. So I would be one that would be in favor of
actually, I think it's interesting. The effort to raise to 21 the age is getting some industry support as a way to help avoid a regulatory crackdown on e-cigarettes and everything like that. Let's just raise it and then leave everybody alone. So, well, again, it's your life. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I just don't like to pay for your lifestyle. I think you ought to have two tiers for insurance, smoking and non-smoking.
And we're going to keep going and looking at you through the glass.
That's right. In the airport.
In the airport.
In the airport. You're right.
We might even start wagging our fingers at you.
Well, like I say, I've got friends who are hooked on. It's hard to get on. You get addicted. It's hard to get off. You know, I've got a humidor right here in our studio where we are with cigars, really good quality cigars. But I've heard health experts say that even if you don't light the cigar, just rolling the cigar around your mouth and chewing on a cigar, that you get nicotine. It can cause you lung cancer,
oral cancer, right?
Uh huh. So they don't even recommend it. Even if you don't smoke, everybody says, "Well, I don't inhale. I don't inhale."
We've heard that before.
Yeah, that's right. In several areas, but it's not a question of inhaling. It's a question of being around the tobacco. And by the way, you can smell a smoker, too. You know, if someone is 5 feet from me in a restaurant, I can tell they're smokers. And I'm not offended by it. It's not that bad, but you sure can. The smoke gets into your hair and into your skin, and you can just tell. Anyway, I just showed that push going on and something that...
It'll all come down to who has the most powerful lobbyist, most effective lobbyist on these votes like this, though. That's what it comes down to. The tobacco industry's hung on a long time.
Well, lobbying is a whole huge separate problem in our country in terms of the monies that flow in at the state level and the federal level to the tune of billions and billions of dollars. That's a whole different topic we've got to get into. Hey, Jim Brown and Rhonda Gray here on the Common Sense Radio Show. Our website's radiocommonsense.com. Take a look at it. You'll see about the books Rhonda's written. I got a new book coming out in a month or two, so sit on the edge of your chair. I'll be telling you all about that soon. But glad you're joining us today on this special Sunday weekend. We're going to freshen up your coffee. We got another guest. We got a lot more to talk about, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it. Don't know how. Don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Here with Rhonda Gray in the Common Sense Show. Our website's radiocommonsense.com. Did you see, Rhonda, that Monsanto Chemical Company got hit with a $2 billion judgment by a jury out in San Francisco? $2 billion. And look, if it's true, I mean, the couple should be certainly compensated. The company's popular
I saw that.
Roundup Ready caused cancers of two couples that had that. And really, about a month earlier, a federal jury in San Francisco ordered the weed killer, Monsanto, to pay $80 million to someone in Sonoma County out that way. There are 13,000 lawsuits against Monsanto right now over the weed killer. And yet, if you look at the Environmental Protection Agency, the federal agency was there to protect you and I. They did a study. They did research. They reaffirmed its position, saying that the active ingredient glyphosate found in the weed killer poses no risk of concern for people exposed to it by any means on farms and yards, along roadsides, or as residue left on food crops. That's the EPA. EPA is saying that. And yet we're getting $2 billion judgments. Now, that's not going to stand.
A lot of that's punitive, too, isn't it? A lot of that was just added on.
And a lot of listeners don't know what punitive damages are. Not all states allow this. Our home state of Louisiana does not allow punitive damages. But here, what they say is that we're going to give you your actual damages for all your medical costs and for your pain and suffering, things that you can specify, and we can put a figure on that. But we're so outraged at the actions of the person that you're suing that we're going to stick in with punitive damages just to punish them, in effect, is what it is. And here is usually it's, if I had to guess, and I'm a lawyer and background and training, it's usually three or four times what the actual award is. So if someone got $25 million and there might be $100 million, it would be okay for punitive damages. There's no way that billion-dollar verdict is going to hold up. But there will be something, unless the facts show it's not true. But California is going to be the stomping ground. 13 million cases against Monsanto. And
13,000.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. I exaggerated.
Millions of dollars in damages.
Well, that's right. If a couple of them get affirmed, then it's going to be really challenging for Monsanto to continue. They're going to have to probably take bankruptcy and find some way to work this
out. What's happening with the opioid-producing drug companies,
that's right,
too? Same thing?
Several have taken bankruptcy.
Yeah, yes.
For that, there's so many lawsuits there against them. And so, and that whole, that you bring up a whole separate subject about, I think that there certainly should be liability against those that produce the opioids, but where's the protection for the public from doctors that prescribe these, hospitals that continue? And it's not like this, you know, it snuck up on us. This has been going on.
Right.
It's kind of like the Catholic Church right, abuse situation.
Right.
Going on for years, rumors about it, and no action taken. In this case, you thought that the government would come in and do a heck of a lot more.
But, we do seem to be at a point in the country where the anger's bubbling up to the top. So yesterday, 2 days ago, however many this past week, in Dallas, they raided a Catholic diocese. You've never heard of that before.
No, no.
They didn't believe they were complying with subpoenas, so they went in and raided it to get the secret records that have been kept. Well, that's pretty out there in terms of this. $2 billion fines levied. And you're right, it won't hold, but it's like everybody's anger is boiling to the top. The opioid issue should be at the top, and is, where families who have been just devastated by opioid abuse, and I think you're right, it's not just going to be the manufacturers. Maybe they've corrupted some doctors, but the distribution of these drugs is what's caused the problem, not just the manufacturing of them.
And the distributors, you'll have a company that will hire a distribution system, say, look, we've got a drug, but we don't have the network to actually go into the doctor's office. You know, you go into your doctor's office, or I go to a clinic that has a lot of doctors in the clinic, and you see all these younger folks dressed nicely in suits or dresses, and they're carrying like a big suitcase where they're pulling it, and it's full of all the drugs that they're coming to meet with the doctors and trying to get them to recommend their particular drug. Now, there's nothing wrong with that to educate those doctors, but of course, in other instances, it goes way beyond that to where the doctors are wined and dined.
I was going to say, all this entertaining of those doctors to get them to favorably look at that.
Yeah. the heads of the clinics are taken to big trips around the country or asked to speak at a conference, quote, and they give a nice big honorarium and pay all the costs of them and their wife to come out. And so a lot of that goes on.
And then another area that I think has had some problems brewing under the surface for decades that's bubbling to the top because of the anger of the people as they find out this is what's going on with the NRA. For the most part, funded by dues-paying Americans who are buying into this to protect their Second Amendment rights, not necessarily for some executive in an organization to spend $250,000 at a Beverly Hills.
Well, this LaPere, who's head of it, who's been such a vociferous and aggressive defender of gun rights, and, you know, we live in an area, and I've got, you know, I want to be able to protect my right to carry a gun. The NRA is a lot of just small mom
right.
and pops and small business people just want to have the right to carry a gun. They give their money, but you see, we've seen the abuses come out where the head of the NRA has spent just enormous sums on personal expenses. The guy's paid $1.6 million or something.
Right.
And then
that's his salary. And then he, in one store in Beverly Hills, $250,000 bill. One trip, $260,000 to Italy.
What would you, let's say you go into a, a Beverly Hills store, and I know that, you know, a sport coat might cost you $4,000 maybe. I know that's expensive, you know, it's all fine materials and you got to pay for being on Rodeo Drive, and so maybe $5,000. What would you, how could you run up a bill that high? Pretty woman. Julia Roberts, she goes into this most exclusive store and she buys this dress and that hat and everything. That couldn't be more than $50,000 or $60,000 or $70,000.
If you include jewelry, even, right?
Yeah, but
you'd have a hard time getting there.
The guy spends $250,000.
He must have seen Paul Manafort's ostrich jacket and ordered 10.
Maybe had him personally made or
right.
something, I guess.
And I'd like someone to give us a $250,000 budget to plan a trip to Italy for ourselves.
That's
because you could do a lot for that in Italy, too.
He went to, that's right, the guy went to Italy. That's really taken a little the buzz off, and I'm not sure that guy's going to be around a lot longer. And if those allegations are true, he shouldn't be around. Rhonda Gray and Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. Our website's radiocommonsense.com. Sure glad you're spending some of your weekend with us. We've got another couple of segments to go, so freshen up your coffee, stay with us, and we'll be right back. That's it.
Listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. Cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump has not publicly commented on a restrictive new Alabama abortion law since Governor Kay Ivey signed it last week. It doesn't include exemptions for pregnancies caused by rape and incest. Now a spokesperson for the Trump campaign is suggesting that President Trump does disagree with that law. Kayleigh McEnany saying,
the president has been clear since the last campaign he is for exceptions for rape and incest in the life of the mother.
She was speaking on MSNBC. From Missouri to Mississippi, people are being warned to watch out for more tornadoes today as a severe weather outbreak continues to head east. It spread havoc in the Central Plains from Friday through yesterday. Nebraska and Kansas seeing about 40 tornadoes on Friday, 10 more reported yesterday in Oklahoma and Texas. So far, no reports of any fatalities. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Here with Ron O'Gray and the Common Sense Show. Our website's RadioCommonSense.com. Ronnie, you know, I love balloons. I've always been a big fan of balloons. I love it when they turn all the balloons up. And there was a movie about that, kids' movie, cartoons, where the balloons were turned loose. And it used to be an ad on television where the balloons would go everywhere. And I buy balloons for my kids for and my grandkids for birthdays. Well, now there's a huge problem, and a lot of states are letting the air out of the balloons, because what's happening, the balloons come down and then they're just trash everywhere. There's in areas where people have a lot of balloons, they come down into the trees and the weeds and the drinking water, and they're finding animals in some areas are ingesting, you know, find ducks and a number of animals that will ingest these floating balloons, think they're attractive, you can imagine, and so they're saying that turning balloons away. You go to the Indianapolis 500, or you go to some of our football games. Clemson University releases thousands and thousands of balloons. The team goes on the field, the balloons go up in the sky. It's great to watch, but they can do a great deal of damage, and so I can understand this concern. And
Jim, about 15 years ago now, I worked in college sports, and my department was in charge of all the promotions for major college football, basketball events, baseball. And at that time, balloon releases were still very popular. But when you're a high-profile college sports team and you do things like this to get national photography and recognition, all, you always get the letters from the advocacy groups. So we got a lot of letters from people, Save the Turtles, because they were eating the balloons. And they wrote us so often, we read them, and we like phased out the balloon releases because of the wildlife. The baseball, minor league baseball especially, is popular for having these kind of outrageous promotions to get people to come out to the ballpark. Very popular Kiss the Pig contest, where they'd get a baby pig, and it's almost like musical chairs, and as you got eliminated, you had to pass by and kiss the pig. Well, the little baby pig squealed so much, all the PETA and all the animal rights people said, you're humiliating the pigs. You well, simply must stop the Kiss the Pig contest.
Well,
so everything you do, there's a consequence to it. So you got to remember, you got to really think before you go do all these big shows that float out there into the world and you can't control them.
That's right. Well, like I say, you mentioned turtles. They're saying that on the Gulf Coast particularly, the turtles see this as food. They see the balloons there in the water, and they go right up and they grab on, chew on the balloons. A lot of birds are doing that.
Oh, yeah.
So apparently it's a real problem that's growing. And like I say, I'm the guy, I love the balloon releases, but it does have a damaging effect, and I can see where.
On wildlife, you can still have them at these big concerts and political rallies and all that. You can keep them inside and just clean up.
You know, the carcasses of animals, pelicans, for example, they mistake them for jellyfish, something like that. Some fish.
That's our state bird in Louisiana.
That's right. Not very much.
No more balloon releases.
That's right. Well, that's a shame, but something has to pass in that instance. And, Ron, I want to go right back again. We talked about this a little earlier about the cultural confrontations. And I was an elected official here in my home state of Louisiana for 28 years. And I was dealing with the subject at hand. I was the Secretary of State. I dealt with elections. When I was the insurance commissioner, I dealt with trying to get you affordable insurance. But if you're going to run for public office in this country today, you're going to be asked about a whole range of issues. You've got to know what your stand on immigration, gun control, Israel, the whole trade policy issue, violent crime. In a number of states now, we're letting more prisoners out of jail. And one of Biden's things he's got to defend, the former vice president, was his pushing a crime control bill that some people said went way too far. Climate change, of course, tax rates, government regulations, free speech, college tuition, forgiving your debt.
You better be listening to the Common Sense Radio Show if you plan on running for office.
Well, you should.
These are the things we talk about.
We do. We definitely do. But and you're either on one side or the other. There's no middle ground on,
absolutely,
on some of these issues. And so, but it's just a way of life and the changes which we've come about and the confrontation that takes place. And we're in a real culture war in this country today. And I think it's going to play out very heavily in the 2020 election. A great number of states have their governor's races in 2020. We down here in Louisiana and our friends in Mississippi do it this year, 2019. So if you're a legislator, if you're a county commissioner, if you're the sheriff, coming all the way up to governor and president, you're going to be caught in this culture war, and you've got to stand and take a line. We talked about abortion before. It may have nothing to do with what you're running for, but you're sure going to have to draw the line in the dirt at it, aren't you?
And no middle ground, like you said.
No, not at all. Not at all. So, the other thing I want to mention, too, and you and I talked about that this week. I know you do volunteer work in schools where you read to disadvantaged kids. You go in and do that on a volunteer basis. And Robert Samuelson, who writes a lot about education, raised this question in an article this week that circulated a good bit about the fact, can we fix the schools completely? And he said, you know what? Maybe we can't. Maybe we're never.
I'm starting to believe that.
Yeah, and it's sad to say, but and you can see why there's been such a rise in the number of charter schools where parents,
right,
say enough's enough. I want to get my kid out of that public school. I don't want my kid to be bused. I want to get on the board and push for a good school, and so you can do so. But they can't afford to go to a private school or Catholic school. And so charter schools take funds, and, of course, the teachers' unions and others get very upset, saying you're diverting money from the problems we're having in classrooms now. And I know it's so your heart goes out on both sides. But you told me some examples of children you work with whose families just don't seem to care.
And that's what I was going to say. It's the shame of it all is the problem starts in the home, in the parenting, and the lack of parenting some of these kids receive. And I know there's a lot of cases and parents working two jobs and not having as much time to spend. But I've seen the ones that do put the effort into it, and it makes a huge difference. So we've got this problem with parenting and the lack of, which bleeds into the public school system, which then has sort of poisoned the public school system because the teachers only have them for so much time. They can't go home with them and do their homework. And it's a serious problem. I mean, I've seen just in my lifetime, I think the United States public school entire system nationwide has just disintegrated.
Well, and
we're not up there with the other advanced countries.
I guess my point is, though, in a number of other what you consider more progressive countries, in Europe particularly, the kids are given several meals a day. They have Saturdays. They're open Saturdays. The schools in Sweden and Norway, for example, are open 6 days a week, to where there's midnight basketball leagues that a few places we experimented with down here. There is tutoring sessions on Saturday mornings. The school becomes a focus of those children's lives, and if school's out at 3, there's a program to keep you to 5:30 or so if the parent is working and can't be there, and that's all funded. And of course, there's a huge cost to that.
But our culture's not geared towards that, because one of the biggest problems I see in the public schools are parents or grandparents or aunts come pick the kids up for early dismissal like crazy. They don't even want to leave them in school for a regular school day, getting out at 3 o'clock.
And then they come home and sit in front of a TV set.
Right, it's the culture.
Yeah,
right.
So again, can you fix the schools? We'll talk about this a little bit more. I got one more segment to go on the Common Sense Show. I'm here with Rhonna Gray. Our website's radiocommonsense.com. Glad to have you with us today. We'll be back for one more segment right after this message.
Listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Here with Rhonda Gray on the Common Sense Show. Rhonda, I was reading an article this week about Christian Wilkins. He's a new NBA player, and he talked about, he gave a talk to kids in school, and he said, look, yes, I had the athletic scholarship for my room and board, but he said, as far as any other money, he said, my parents instructed me that 4 years I needed to get a degree, number one. Number two, I need to do it in 4 years. I think I read where 68% of kids in college today graduate in 6 years. Not 4 years, 6 years. When I was in school, it was embarrassing if you didn't graduate in 4 years. I remember I went to the University of North Carolina, and there was a course I had to drop. It was one it was a mix-up on the courses I shouldn't have taken, so I had to drop a course. Now, I'm 3 hours short of graduating, so I had to go to summer school. I went to Washington University in St. Louis for a summer to make up the 3 hours, because I certainly had to graduate in 4 years. It'd be a blight on my family if I didn't.
Right.
Nobody does that now. And then, look, I'm not trying to prejudge. We all want to do a lot for our kids. But I drive out to our major state university here, and I see all kinds of, updated vehicles. There's no, I used to have a Volkswagen convertible with 200,000 miles on it. It had a few dents in it, and I was proud to have that. All these kids are driving fairly new cars, fancy Jeeps and
right.
Foreign cars. And then when I have to go down a long way when I go over to drop some books off and other stops. So when I drive through the campus of, in this case, Louisiana State University, this is true across the country, the kids have the right to cross the road in front of you, so you've got to go very slow. They're all looking down at their iPhones that cost $1,000 is what an iPhone costs today. So all there with their fancy phones in their cars, taking 6 years or more to graduate, and they're doing this in many, many instances on borrowed money. that the federal government has to end up guaranteeing. And now some of these candidates for president say, let's just wipe all that out. Let's forgive those billions of dollars. And it's great sums of money. And I think that Christian Wilkins, this fine young man just going into the UFL, said that, you know, he's a frugal player that had to live within his means. And we've just gotten into the entitlement culture, free education. And I know we need to give great education to our folks and make it affordable. But do you have to have the Cadillac program for everyone? If you can't, look, I'd like all, you know, everybody wants to go to Yale and Harvard and all those great schools. But if you can't afford to do so, maybe you go to your state university. Maybe you start off at a junior college for a couple of years, living within your means. We don't even think about that anymore. Borrow the money, just borrow, and then scream, oh, I've got this debt. I can't get a job because I'm burdened by this $100,000 debt. Well, who ran the debt up? And did you spend it all on tuition, or was the iPhone and the new car and the spring break, was all that factored in?
And I had a job when I was in college. You know, you were probably on scholarship with, no, you were not on scholarship.
I was not in law school. I was not 4 years of my
degree. Right.
I was, but even when I was in on the scholarship, look, I worked, I was a mini basketball coach. I was, I'll tell you one thing I did. Someone told me about a job you could have where you could dress up like Yogi Bear. And you went out to the schools at 3 o'clock as the kids were at recess. When the new Yogi Bear movie had come out. Hey, Yogi Bear, this is Yogi. Oh, I'll be in the screen this weekend. Well, I did that for a couple of days in this hot Yogi Bear costume.
Oh.
So they were paying me $50 a day to do it. So I told my good friend, I'm not going to give his name, he's never forgiven me for this. I say, have I got a deal for you? You can make $30 by dressing up like Yogi Bear. So I'll pay you $30. You know? So I'm putting 20 in my pocket. To this day, my dear friend has never forgiven me. But you're right. We had jobs.
You contributed. And if you had scholarship, it was because you were, you know, an athlete or something. You were working. That's kind of like it takes up the time of a job.
And you go through the drive-through of the school's little security area, and when you drive through right there, there is a paid older employee that's sitting there letting people through and cleaning up the grass, and I see all these people that are working for the university. Where are the kids doing all
right,
that kind of thing?
Right.
And I guess I'm just an old fogey that just kind of out of touch, and that shouldn't be a big priority. But the greatest generations coming out of World War II and the real movers and shakers of this country didn't get it on the silver platter. They had to work hard for it. And this entitlement sense that demanding that we forgive these loans, I think it's way out of line. I don't agree with it.
No, I can go along with that. A little hard work never hurt anybody. We sound like some old folks, don't we?
I guess that's right. I'm sure there's some young listeners saying, oh, those old farts way out of touch and not, you know, paying any attention to us at all. And so, any event, well, we try to talk about so many of these things on the Common Sense Show, and the education, though, is so important, something we've talked on a great deal. And, you know, there is so many aspects. I saw in New York that now there's, you know, how we've tried to bring more integration to the school systems. Well, now the big complaint up in a number of cities, particularly on the East Coast, is we've got too many Asians. It's just not fair. Just the white kids, there's not enough spots for the white kids. The Asians are pushing them all out. So we need to have a racial balance to help the white kids. And, I mean, it just seems to never stop in terms of the fights we have
right.
on this thing.
And then we're now discovering that the system's corrupted by the parents who are paying to get their undeserving kids into things. And
who was the lady this week that pled guilty? The actress
Felicity Huffman pled guilty, right?
And she may—they say she could go to jail for 5 years, but you know, you can beat up some old woman, old lady on the street, and steal her purse, and you know, get 4 months probation.
And not to get on this soapbox, but we have a trend now with some judges handing out very light sentences for rape around the country. There's been some cases in the news. So you could actually go to jail in some cases longer for bribing someone to get your kid in an elite college than on this side some man who rapes a young girl. So, there, well, again, the anger bubbling up around the country is justified.
No, I see. And it goes back to what we talked about with Professor Wright at Princeton University about she's saying, well, she thinks that we shouldn't have the celebrity. And I don't like the celebrity title either, but the fact that someone who's run a pretty good business, are they qualified to be in public office? And we've seen governors in a number of states have been very effective in that regard. And so, and the key is, and I'll give you my own personal example. Look, I ran for, if I can pat myself on the back a second here, a final segment, I ran for the Department of the Insurance Commissioner's Office when I was in Louisiana. Didn't know much about insurance. But I had the common sense to hire good people. And I think there's a number of people in the private sector that have hired good people that can go out and do the very same thing. There's some very bright people in this country, in our universities, in business itself, or who've had experience as diplomats, that kind of thing, that can be brought in. So I don't know. I don't think you've got to work your way up. And this is coming from a politician that I was in office for 28 years, so as a public official. But I would argue that you certainly can find some people in the private sector, men and women, who are very good at delegating and very good at making good choices for picking people to run what they're doing.
And we've got to, you know, make the jobs of public service things people aspire to do again. You know, government across the board doesn't get high marks from the public. So it's maybe young people coming out of college don't necessarily aspire to working in public service like they did years ago. So we've got to clean that up, too, and make it something to be proud of. Like when you ran, it was, you know, the caliber of people who ran for office when you did, big difference in people who are running today.
So many friends of mine said, gosh, you ought to run for the legislature. Probably, oh, no, I wouldn't get near this.
Right.
Corrupt and, you know, and just a thankless job, and I wouldn't consider something like that. So
running for president. You know, you got to put your family through everything you've ever done in your life
under the microscope. Going back to well, look what happened up in Virginia. Going back to your yearbook pages,
right.
Going back 40 years ago, and you've got to justify that. You've got to answer for what you're doing. So.
Right.
Well, it's a shame. We've got a great country, and we can do better. We can do, and we try to talk about that here on the show. Hey, we are out of time. Rana went by fast, quick 2 hours. We ought to need 3. They ought to up us up to 3, I think.
That's right.
Hope you folks enjoyed being with us today. We sure enjoyed being here with you. Hope you'll go to our website at radiocommonsense.com. We'll be back next week to talk to you some more. Leo Honeycutt will join us again. Have a great weekend. Talk to you soon. Take care.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at hometalkmedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at hometalkmedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.